President William Ruto and his deputy Rigathi Gachagua have paid glowing tribute to a prominent Nairobi businessman Mz Gerald Gikonyo Kanyuira for his passion in business sector and commitment to serve the nation. The president and his deputy described Mz Gikonyo, who died at 110 years, as a dedicated and diligent businessman who oversaw growth of the Nairobi's business sector during the colonial and post-colonial eras. In a condolence message read on his behalf by the deputy president on Saturday at Wanjereri Primary School grounds in Kingema, Maranga County, the president eulogized Mz Gikonyo as a fallen hero who will be remembered for his great humility, kindness, integrity and exemplary courage. Mz Gikonyo, who died last week in his sleep, ventured in business in 1930 as a hawker in Nairobi. Over the years he established a business empire, with Thea Group of companies, comprising investments in the city capital such as Alpha Hotel, Magamano Hotel, Timberoa Hotel, New Kanangop Hotel, with Thea Distributors, a beer distribution company, and other businesses in real estate sector. For his part, DP Gachagua said Mz Gikonyo will remain an inspiration to many people in the business sector due to his achievements and the humble beginning. His wealth was put together through decades of hard work and determination. He will remain inspiration to many people, Mr. Gachagua told the thousands of mourners in his passionate tributes. And since Withia Village is known for producing top Kenyan business moguls, the DP said, "We have followed people of Withia Village and their determination in business. They are hardworking people and they only need conducive environment for doing business. I am admirer of Withia people over their determination." He also asked the business community to take keen interest with the governance of the Nairobi City County to ensure there is conducive environment and policies for their business investments. Since the business community has huge investments in Nairobi, they should take keen interest in governance of Nairobi County, said Mr. Gachagua. He further announced that the Mau Mau Roads project will be completed. In regard to the agriculture sector, the deputy president called on tea farmers to choose people on integrity in the forthcoming KTDA elections. On coffee subsector, he asked management of cooperative societies to be prudent in financial management and avoid borrowing money without authority of the crop growers. He said the government's decision to write off a shush 6.9 billion debt was part of the measures to revive the subsector. Regarding politics, Mr. Gachagua said he had succeeded in unifying the Mount Kenya region and asked leaders to respect Wenanchi, stop show-offs and work on the aspirations of the people. Those in leadership ought to respect the people and stop demeaning them. Remain humble. Some are showing off their monies despite saying that the government has no funds and is collecting taxes to pay debts, he said. Present were Cabinet Secretary for Public Service Moses Kuria, the area MP Peter Kahungi, Senator Joan Yutu, Jane Kahara, Naivasha, James Gakuya, Ember Cassie North, Veronica Mena, nominated senator, and MCAs led by the host Kamau Kagori, Withia Ward, Grace City, Kanyenya Ini, Carolyn Jarara, Nyandarua, among other leaders. Maranga County Assembly Speaker Johnson Mukaha, corporate and business leaders led by businessman Peter Munga together with former Kirinyaga Senator Daniel Karaba and former Nairobi Deputy Governor Polycarp Agath were also present.